This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
We now welcome Laurelyn Clausen, the Director of Operations, and Malcolm Evans, the Director of Farming from Urban Growers Collective to Score Values this morning. Laurelyn, Malcolm, good morning. How are the both of you?
Good morning.
Good morning. We're great. Thanks for having us on today.
Yeah, we're delighted to have you this morning. Urban Growers Collective, the CSA program is the early spring CSA membership is running through May 11th, but still plenty of time to get your hands on some delicious vegetables from the Urban Growers Collective. We'll get to all of that, but first want to give you guys the floor to tell the listeners about the Urban Growers Collective.
Absolutely. Thank you. So Urban Growers Collective is a Black and women-led nonprofit here in Chicago that focuses on urban agriculture as a means for healing, health, creativity, and economic development within our city and our communities. So we run 8 different farms across the city, a total of about 11 acres that we have in production, where we're growing a whole assortment of beautiful, fresh vegetables, fruits, greens, and we run programming at our sites as well for people to learn and grow alongside us.
Malcolm, as the Director of Farming, can you tell us a little bit about the operation as far as the undertaking, your farms, and what goes into growing these vegetables?
Yes, I'm going to start a little bit with just, you know, introducing me a little bit of my history more with the work that I
Definitely.
Do here. So I met Erica Allen when I was 9 years old in Cabrini Green. And I think Cabrini Green, it was a food desert neighborhood. And at that time, I was real young. Me and my brothers was hanging around our neighborhood. And we went over to this, I want to say, old basketball court and met some amazing people. Was talking about vegetables and wanted, you know, make sure that we understood vegetables and have a chance to grow vegetables ourselves. And for me at that time, I got stuck and was amazed with so much, you know, stuff was going on and taking in that knowledge. And I think it was, and we created a healing spot and a safe zone for us to hang at. And I got stuck at the garden and I never left. And you know, me and my brothers, we was always hanging around. I graduated from high school. I used to volunteer. Erica used to take me out to Milwaukee to see her dad work when I was super young. And I remember just telling Erica, like, I want to be a farmer. And I had to be about, like, 14, 15. And I just, you know, I want to be a farmer. I like it. I understand the food system. And I thought everything came from a grocery store. And I took it to the next level. After I graduated out of high school, I became full-on and just kept on adding knowledge to my farming skills. And been doing it since then, and just I'm directing and training other folks and just introducing vegetables to more folks' diets and, you know, loving farming.
Malcolm, you mentioned growing up in a food desert community. From that, what does it mean to you now to be able to bring fresh food and help tackle the inequity in communities of need as far as the food system is concerned?
For me, it's amazing to, you know, being able to just grow locally food, safe food here ourselves and do it ourselves and to the vulnerable communities. And, you know, and at that time, not understanding about food. And for me, I just thought everything came out the grocery store. Now I got an opportunity to, like, do it myself and understand and teach other people. Like, it's amazing because now, you know, we attended to the neighborhoods and that folks say a food desert and trying to, you know, change that barrier and change that language.
This question for the both of you is Malcolm Evans, the director of farming, and Laurelyn Clausen, the director of operations for Urban Growers Collective, joined me this morning on Score Values. Can you tell us what CSA is and how it differs from what you were talking about, traditional grocery shopping?
Absolutely. So for us, CSA stands for Collective Supported Agriculture. So it's one of our many market pathways or opportunities to be able to purchase produce that's coming directly from our farms. So with a CSA model, you're paying for a subscription for a weekly share, and each week you get a beautiful box that's been lovingly prepared from our team that has vegetables, fruits, herbs, and kind of the specialties that are growing on site. So it's both a commitment to the farm to purchase the produce and then a share of the bounty of what we're growing.
And these can be purchased as far as being delivered, or you can pick them up. Is that correct?
Yes. So right now we're signing up for our summer CSA share. It runs for 8 weeks, and you can either pick it up at our South Chicago farm, which is near to 90th and South Lakeshore Drive, or for an additional fee, you can have it delivered through one of our partners, Dion's Dream.
What types of produce are typically included in this share? I know it's obviously going to depend on the season, and how is it selected?
I mean, it's different varieties of produce up inside vegetables inside the produce box. So, and we kind of grow according to the season, and we all collectively make decisions on what to put in the box. And we all, love good vegetables, so fruit crops. So, be having beets in there, onions, carrots in there, potatoes in there. We be having peppers, tomatoes, all different types of delicious greens, mustard, turnips, Swiss chard, spinach, sugar snap peas, and then we have, we work with another vendor in Michigan and get some local fruit.
Outstanding stuff there. And Malcolm, I want to ask you, as director of farming, what type of things do you guys offer as far as education around the Urban Growers Collective, education around the food system and growing crops?
Yes, for sure. So one of our programs that we have, We have a grower apprenticeship program, so we work with folks who, want to be into the food system, understand, get ready to start their own business. But I like to say, small steps with a little bit of more training, and we set them up and do a lot of hands-on training. Me and Laura Lynn manage that program. And then we also do our after-school matters program. So we work with after-school matters, work with teenagers. That's like one of the programs that I started in. It's a great program because it's like, I like to say, it's a job. Brady programs pretty much get you set up to be successful for any type of other career type job that you want to take. And last year we employed about 130 teenagers out through all our sites.
What's it like for you to see 130 teenagers interested in growing crops and Urban Growers Collective?
For me personally, it's amazing. It's great because the way I grew up and how I got introduced to a farming at a young age, and now I'm able to, share my knowledge and continue to, pass on to the folks so they can know about food and also, be a part of this amazing system and these barriers that we overcome and change it. So I love it. It's heart-touching to me, but it's amazing. It's amazing to see that the work we've been doing and the work that we're doing, it worked and it changed your lives. And, definitely when I get to see a couple folks who was in a youth corps program with me at a young age and now become employees here and continue to, steward and work under me and work under us, it's, amazing.
Yeah, so when you see the people that you worked with go on and succeed in this industry and then come back and do what you did, pay that knowledge forward to the next generation, how powerful is that?
I mean, that's beyond, that's super powerful. That's to the next level of power that, we are creating, and it's a lot of trust with that, for folks to leave and go do other work and then come back and see that you've been doing good work and y'all doing good work. That's super powerful. It's amazing. It's like Superman power.
Absolutely. As Laurelyn Clausen and Malcolm Evans joining me this morning from the Urban Growers Collective. And Laurelyn, for folks out there who are wondering how they can get their hands on some of these delicious vegetables, where can they find more information about options for how they can do so?
Absolutely. You can find more information on our website, which is www.urbangrowerscollective.org. And we have a variety of ways where people can purchase produce from us and support our work. So either through the CSA program that we've talked a bit about, we also have a farm stand at our South Chicago farm, which is our main teaching and training farm, located on the southeast side of Chicago by 90th and Lakeshore Drive. We have a Fresh Moves mobile market, which is a retrofitted mini bus that makes stops throughout the week, primarily on the west and south side of Chicago, in partnership with community centers, health clinics, senior centers, and it essentially is like a farmer's market on wheels. So it helps to bring our produce from our farm to our communities. And then lastly, you can always come and volunteer. So that's a great way to learn more about us, our organization, and be introduced to the work that we do.
Yeah, and I notice from the things that you mentioned, whether it's the farm stand, the Fresh Moves, and just some of the events and workshops that you guys hold throughout the year, it's very important for you to get out in the community and spread your message, isn't it?
It's super important. It's super important to get into the community that I say that's vulnerable to, like, vegetables or vulnerable to, like, you know, the type of work that we do here. And, you know, and it's just so touching to, like, go in these communities but also make a change and understand these communities. I'm super big on community because the community I grew up in, Cabrini Green, and, you know, we ain't have a lot of people that paid attention to, like, us. So I feel like, you know, the work that we do is super important to the communities, and that's first, because you got to make sure the community's good, you got to understand the communities, and you got to know how to, like, approach these vulnerable communities. That's, like, coming from me.
Absolutely. And Laurelyn, what are some of the ways that you mentioned it a little bit? What are some of the other ways that people can get involved in Urban Growers Collective?
We welcome volunteers every Saturday at our South Chicago farm. So at 1 o'clock, we do an orientation for new volunteers to come out and have a tour of the site and then get their hands in the soil and help out at our farm. We also have a community garden where if people are listening and live within our neighborhood, can sign up for a plot to grow their own produce for their families or their friends or community. And we host lots of tours or workshops throughout the season as well to share our knowledge. So the best way to learn more is to go to our website, or if you're on social media, to follow us on Facebook or Instagram. And again, our website is www.urbangrowerscollective.org.
Malcolm Evans, Director of Farming, and Laurelyn Clausen, the Director of Operations for Urban Growers Collective. Thank you to the both of you for joining me this morning. Great stuff.
Thank you for having us. Have a good day.
Thank you. Enjoy your day.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll off.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.